With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Tadpole shrimp evolved to survive in vernal pools and are unfortunately well adapted to persist in rice fields, eating seedlings. There's a growing concern that traditional control measures are becoming less effective. Researchers at UC Ag and Natural Resources are taking actions this season to try to assess the problem and look for new solutions. Ian Grettenberger is an assistant cooperative extension specialist with UCANR.
We are evaluating alternative tools because right now pyrethroids are super cheap. And so if you're going to compete with a pyrethroid, you need to be competitive. And so the combination of, seeing if different rates could work, lower rates could save costs, or also timing in terms of could you wait a little bit and still get efficacy and that thus be a little more conservative.
Grettenberger says in addition to looking for other options, they're also going to try to quantify resistance to pyrethroids in these tadpole shrimp.
Basically, we're collecting eggs or soil with eggs or shrimp from the field and then bringing them to the lab and then testing various concentrations of a pyrethroid just to see how resistant they are or how susceptible they are.
For more information or to report issues with tadpole shrimp, reach out to Ian Grettenberger or your local farm advisor. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Tim Hammerich. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.